Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, with Singapore's economy contracting 5.8% in 2020, it's evident that we've been hit hard by the pandemic with the movement restrictions and border closures. But Singapore's economy began a K-shaped recovery with Budget 2021 announced in February. The outlook is promising, and Singapore continues to be one of the most competitive and pro-business economies globally. But what's the government's vision for the SME sector, which hires 70% of the workforce and powers half our economy? Dilys Boy is the Assistant Chief Executive Officer of Enterprise Singapore, and she joins us today to share her insights. Dilys, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Howie, for having me on the program.
Pleasure's all ours. What do you think are the challenges that SMEs faced because of the pandemic? And then how did ESG or Enterprise Singapore change its approach to address the immediate needs as a result of the pandemic?
You know, Howie, at the onset of the pandemic, businesses face really the unimaginable, right? With the border shutdowns, this impacted overseas shipments as well as inbound supplies. And with circuit breaker, businesses really have to find new ways to operate and reach out to customers. And the pandemic has really taught us that this unimaginable can happen. So one of the early initiatives that ESG rolled out was to ensure access to financing for companies to continue their businesses. So programs like the Temporary Bridging Loan and the SME Working Capital Loan aim to help SMEs access financing. And in 2020, I think we assisted more than 20,000 enterprises, which was kind of three times more than in 2019. The other support that ESG provided was really to enable SMEs who did not have the tools to operate remotely and engage customers, allow them to continue their businesses. So, for example, through the e-commerce booster package, this helped retailers and F&B establishments onboard e-commerce and food delivery platforms. And while these efforts were really not new prior to the pandemic, the rate of adoption increased 2 to 3-fold. And we do expect that the trend towards e-commerce will continue. And this has put enterprises on a good step to prepare them for the recovery. I think there are other programs like the Start Digital programs, which saw almost 20,000 SMEs onboarding in 2020 alone. And this provided enterprises access to different digital tools, whether it's accounting solutions, point of sale solutions, or even inventory management solutions. But I think the message really is that let's take this time to put in place the right solutions to prepare ourselves for the eventual recovery. Of course, we need to get past the immediate downturn and help businesses just continue and preserve jobs as much as we can.
And also, Dilys, given that 99% of companies here in Singapore, SMEs, what does this mean in terms of Singapore's role in global trade and how Singapore plans to navigate rising protectionism?
This is a real challenge, Howie. I think the rise in nativist politics and protectionist measures in the last couple of years does pose a challenge to economies like Singapore, which are a very open economy. And even at the consumer level, I think there is a rising movement towards buying local. As an open connected economy, I think Singapore's progress is quite intricately linked to the success of the global economy. And we must, as a nation, as an economy, continue to remain globally relevant by making sure that we add value to different businesses and allow us to serve a multitude of markets. So, for example, you know, we do have to remain as a neutral hub and be trusted for the strength of our financial stability, perhaps for the ease of accessing capital, access to good quality, and the strength of our intellectual property structures as well. we have a role to promote the adoption perhaps of global standards, whether in consumer goods like food or electrical products, to a new and emerging area like sustainability. With these moves, we do need to continue to work with our local enterprises to remain globally relevant, remain relevant to our trading partners. And this could be in the areas of health and biotech, very much like how the development of the Fortitude test kits during the pandemic spawned out of Singapore, and this was rolled out to 45 countries. Or even, you know, the very coveted gaming chair by Secret Lab, which really, you know, took off during the pandemic. So it's really making sure that we continue to hunker down on innovating, coming up with new products and solutions that the world wants, really.
And it's not just the size of the SME sector that makes it important to prop up, right?
No, definitely. I mean, whilst, you know, the SME sector does make up 99% of our companies, as you mentioned, and it does contribute almost 70% of our employment. But our local enterprises, you know, must remain the engine of our growth, right? Mm. Many of our well-loved and innovative brands, you know, whether it's the AEMs or the Eaton House, Charles and Keith or Jumbos, all started out as small businesses, and really now they're flying the Singapore flag high overseas. And even companies, newer ones like Razer, you know, PatSnap, I mentioned Secret Lab, they grew out of Singapore, but really had a very global instinct from the onset. And as these local enterprises, you know, gain traction in the overseas market, they will eventually create more opportunities and good jobs for Singapore. So it is vitally important that ESG and the government continues to support our SMEs with the ambition to grow.
We're speaking with Dilys Boy, Assistant Chief Executive Officer of Enterprise Singapore. What then is ESG's vision or priorities for our SMEs here in Singapore, Dilys?
Well, ESG will continue to champion for growth and help our enterprises navigate, you know, sorts of global uncertainties, pursue new opportunities for growth. And we will continue to do this in a couple of ways. One is really building business capabilities. And we do this through perhaps leveraging on digital and technology at accelerated pace. It could extend far beyond e-commerce through B2C or B2B marketplaces. But digital also enables our businesses to perhaps collect, you know, a vast amount of data that enables them to make better and more informed decisions around customer needs and preferences, you know, how to better manage inventory, and even do things like preventative maintenance. So digital will be a means to help our companies automate and transform. And we do have programs like the Productivity Solutions Grant and the Enterprise Development Grant that supports local enterprises for up to 80% well until March of 2022. The second area that is a priority for us, it's really doubling down on innovation and facilitating stronger R&D product and service innovations in our local enterprises. And we can do this through facilitating access to private capital, for example, or just strengthening the nexus between some of our research institutes, whether within the universities or other research institutes. We do also want to support enterprises find the right platforms to innovate, for example, through the Open Innovation Platform, where companies can test their solutions in order to build a track record. And third area is really focused on people, right? Building stronger leadership and management capabilities within our local enterprises. And their programs like the Enterprise Leadership for Transformation Program, which supports business leaders through training and coaching in the development of their business strategy and growth plans. Or the Scale-Up Program, which supports companies up to 80% to help high-growth potential companies really scale whether it's in new product areas or new markets. And I do want to call out one other priority, Howie, which is in the area of sustainability, because there would be a growing trend towards making sure that we are able to reap the economic opportunities for Singapore through sustainability. So this could, for example, be supporting companies in developing sustainability-related standards or growing capability in understanding what it takes to support a green economy or accessing business opportunities in the green economy.
Tell us, what can individuals and individual SMEs do to play their part?
Well, the pandemic has really opened our eyes to the unimaginable. And for the SMEs and the local enterprises, we do really need to be prepared for a new world that it's virtual, that allows us both to access new opportunities, but at the same time poses risk to us because it also opens up competition from other similar economies. So for the SMEs, we do need to work together to press on with the transformation efforts and to find ways to differentiate in a more competitive world. As I mentioned, it could be through innovating through new business models, new products and services, and new ways to access customers through digital marketplaces. I think there's more opportunity for us to partner others to find business solutions as well, whether it's with research institutions or with other local enterprises, which perhaps have a stronger traction in new markets. I think SMEs also need to remember to equip their workers with the necessary skills to adjust and adapt to these new business needs. I think for individuals, you know, we all do need to keep an open mind. We do need to appreciate that the global competitive landscape is different, and we must continue to challenge ourselves to upskill and widen our networks to remain relevant and adapt to this increased uncertainty in the business environment.
Dilys Boy, Assistant Chief Executive Officer at Enterprise Singapore. Dilys, thank you so much for your time and stay safe.
Thank you, Howie.
This is Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Plans start from $10 per month. Offer ends 31st of March. Visit xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.